Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 edition. Just wrapping up this story from the 35th State Senate District candidate forum they had last night at Saginaw Valley. Democrat Chedrick Green said, when asked about the historic long time the district had been without a state senator representing them in Lansing, Chedrick Green said, we did have representation. We had many state reps, which are in office right now. Some of them held up legislation. Well, this was slightly ahead of the audience becoming a little bit rowdy. We continue to make sure that we have strongest leaders who went to Lansing to fight for us, truly fight for us, and claw back the money that had been allocated to work projects. Of course, he was referring to the Republicans, which stopped $6.9 million in work projects during the budget process. He was also referencing the House Appropriations Committee efforts, which started in December, to take back millions of dollars in money that had been set aside in previous legislative sessions for special community projects, from museums to infrastructure upgrades. Those supporting the clawback argued that there's no transparency in the work projects, allowing money to set for long, lengthy periods of time when the projects were never even started. Well, in talking to some of those who attended the candidate forum, overall, Republicans walked away feeling confident in Tunney's presentation. Republican 8th United States House District candidate Amir Hassan called the night, quote, an ass whooping, quote, end quote. Another attendee, Gabe Butsky, the Michigan Freedom Fund's press secretary, said it would be charitable to call Green's performance a train wreck. The biggest takeaway for voters should be that Chedrick Green wants to raise your taxes, something I'm sure they're going to hear a lot about over the next month. However, Democrats that were polled, talked to, felt that it was a significant success following the start of President Donald Trump's second term last year. For example, in Trump's home state, House District 12 in Florida, where he won by 9 points, the Democrats flipped the seat in Congress with Emily Gregory leading 51.2% to 48.8%, with 95% of the votes already counted in last Tuesday's election. So they're looking at other races around the country, thinking that Chedrick Green, with the money that he's getting from outsiders, is going to help flip that seat, or keep that seat, I should say, Democrat. Jason Tunney, the Republican, is looking to flip it. So if you guys know anybody that lives in the 35th State Senate District, Bay, Saginaw, or Midland counties, you need to make sure that they get out and vote on May 5th. Very, very, very important. Now, another story that just came out yesterday, this is affecting the 38th State Senate District, the western part of the UP. Sarah Cambisi, former Democratic House member from Marquette, who often broke away from her party on energy topics, especially when it came to supporting Line 5 oil pipeline. Well, she announced yesterday that she's going to get into the 38th State Senate District, not as a Democrat, but as an independent. The UP needs an independent voice in Lansing. It can't be bought and can't be told by downstate interests about what's the best interest for the people that live, work, and raise a family up here in the UP, Cambisi said on her Facebook page yesterday. Cambisi first entered the legislature during November of 2017 in a special election. At that time, she was a 41-year-old Marquette City Commissioner who defeated the local Republican school board president, Rich Rossway. She beat him 56-42 to represent the 109th House District. She served through 2022, last winning her House seat by 6,776 votes back in 2022. Well, with President Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, now State Representative Carl Bonack, the TV meteorologist with nearly four decades on the TV, won the seat for the Republicans. It was the first time since 1952 that a Republican won that seat. Bonack won by 1,673 votes. Ended up being a very tight 3.2 percentage point victory. Well, Cambisi, after serving as state representative, joined business advocacy community and served as the executive director of the Michigan Chemistry Council, opposing many multiple proposals by the Democratic trifecta during the 2023-2024 legislative session. Now, again, she was and served as a Democrat. Cambisi also employed recently by the Republican-controlled House as a legislative policy analyst back in January last year, 2025. Cambisi researched policy issues and also contributed to budget decisions. Well, in her announcement, this is what she had to say. Like many of you, I'm tired of the political games and fighting between both parties that prevent our toughest issues from being solved. In every other facet of life, people put their differences aside and work together to solve problems and strengthen our communities. It's time we do that in state party politics as well. Back when she ran in 2017, she said her father told her that if she got elected, you would just have to agree to do the work wanted by the majority of the people you represent. You're not there on behalf of any of your own interests, party interests, or special interests. Cambisi said she took her dad's advice to heart. Now, one thing that proves she's totally not a Democrat, she grew a reputation as being a pro-Line 5 Democrat. While all of the remaining caucus members called for its closure. Well, Cambisi says that the pipeline provides home heating propane to the UP and has decided to run as an independent in the November election with her campaign slogan, quote, working for the people. Well, in the district right now, the race is running to replace term-limited Republican Senator Ed McBroom and has two candidates running. Primary Republican battle between State Representative Dave Preston and former State Representative Beau LaFave from Iron Mountain. Preston has been backed by the UP's current delegation of state legislators, including Ed McBroom. Rumors around Lansing suggest that the Republicans fear that LaFave's bombastic and outspoken communication style could turn off swing voters, especially in the Marquette area, which they need to win to ensure Bonek returns to the House this fall. Well, meanwhile, Beau LaFave is supported by U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman, known as the head of the very tight-knit and loyal Bergman Brigade. Others call them the Bergman Boys in northern Michigan politics. The state UP lawmakers withdrew their endorsement of Bergman after the representative decided to get behind Beau LaFave. Well, Beau LaFave had a comeback. He had a statement regarding McBroom and the other state representative, Greg Marcannon of Hancock, who Beau LaFave used to work for. We'll get into Beau LaFave's comments and wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Making the announcement that former Democrat State Representative Sarah Cambese is running as an independent in the 38th State Senate District come the November general election. She has stood up to Democrats on their policies regarding Line 5 shutdown and is very independent. Decided to join Mike Duggan, former Detroit mayor, who's running as an independent for governor. Well, Beau LaFave came out publicly and bashed current term-limited State Senator Ed McBroom and State Representative Greg Markanen from Hancock, who LaFave used to work for, attacking him for basically backstabbing him when they chose to back a former Chicago nightclub owner who pleaded guilty to domestic battery after beating his wife for years. Beating women isn't exactly UP values. This is, of course, the candidate David Preston that LaFave was referring to. What's the backstory on that? Well, more than 30 years ago, Preston pleaded guilty to domestic battery against his then fiancée in DuPage County, Illinois. Preston operated and managed a food and beverage establishment for more than 25 years. Well, on the opposite side, multiple Democrats are rallying around Kelly Van Genhoven. She's an Escanaba Democrat serving on the Delta County Board of Commissioners. Well, here is the problem. November 5th, 2024 election. The 38th State Senate District had 150,291 presidential votes. Donald Trump won 58% of them against Vice President Kamala Harris. So very, very interesting. It is a Republican district, and now Cambese getting in as an independent. Will she take votes from the Democrats, or will the independents stay loyal to her and get some Democrats to vote for her as well? One of the political commentators from Northern Michigan explained that there had been speculation that if Duggan successfully appears on the November ballot as an independent, he would need credible people running for the legislature as independents as well. I question whether this is actually Duggan's effort. Did he reach out to Cambasi and actually recruit her to run? Cambasi going against Democratic environmental groups to support creating and continuing mining developments in the UP, although he believes this does not come down to being conservative when it comes to social issues. For the last 2 or 3 years, Cambasi has basically given the middle finger to the Democratic Party. I'm not sure what her constituency will be in the general election, especially if Dave Preston is the nominee. Beau Lefebvre could potentially be a different story. Well, MERS News Service reached out and contacted the Duggan campaign. Andrea Bitley, spokesperson for Duggan, said Mayor Duggan doesn't have any information about her and is not getting involved in any legislative races. End quote, said Duggan's spokesperson. Right. Totally believe that one. Not. Because the only way Duggan gets across in a Republican district like the 38th is if there's other independents on the ballot. That would somewhat trigger people to cross over from their parties and vote independent, both for Cambasi for state senate and Duggan for governor. And I wouldn't be surprised to see other independent candidates announcing very soon across the state. And I totally believe that Duggan's behind it. Officer Rick, she's just another wolf in sheep's clothing. Absolutely agree with that. One of the things you have to understand, this is going to be interesting. Duggan, folks, is absolutely 100% a far-left Democrat. He ran Detroit as mayor and did some good things, but he is not an independent. He is a full-blown Democrat. Like Officer Rick says, a sheep in wolf's clothing. Wolf in sheep's clothing, absolutely. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares,